It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. You know, guys, I've got a beef. It's something really bothering me. Really bothering me. And here's what it is. It used to be that when you wanted to know what was going on in the world, you turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, whatever it may be, pick up a newspaper, perhaps a magazine if you're looking for a feature story, go deeper. You'd call that news, generally speaking. And that news was something that was just what it is. It's news, it's editorial, it's information. It recites the facts, tells the story factually, and it presents the information as news. That's what I grew up with. That's what I'm used to. That's what I like to dial into when I want to know what's going on in the world. The problem is these days that many people now can tune in to a different news source depending on what kind of angle on the story, which slant or leaning, you know, in the presentation of the facts, they want to receive the news in. It's no longer just news. It's no longer straight editorial. It's so rich with opinion, wrought with opinion.
And entertainment.
And entertainment. Very good. That's exactly right. Entertainment. That it's really hard to know that what you're getting from your news source is really just the way the story played out. Without opinion, without color commentary, without, you know, just give me the facts. Tell me what happened. Really hard to get that these days. And many different channels, many different sources do take an angle depending on the audience that they want to speak to. After all, it's business. And in business, you want to have a demographic, a target demographic, and you want to deliver in your channel the kinds of content in the way, in the manner in which that demographic wants that content presented. And we all know that many news sources these days lean left, lean right, whatever it may be. And you get a story depending, you know, could be slightly or even vastly different depending on where you dial in. And therefore, we have a society today that is, you know, really aligned along the views based on the news they're getting and based on the leaning, the slant, the presentation of that news to them that is consistent with their fundamental beliefs and values. And that further divides us and separates us because it's no longer one news story you're getting. It's various versions of the news story that you're getting. And that's really, I think, contributing significantly to a lot of the great and deeply felt divisions here in America today. Now, guys, we checked into this story and we found a poll done recently by YouGov that really makes clear, first of all, first and foremost, that not only are we divided, but our general trust in news sources continues to go down. You know, if you can't trust the news, if you can't trust those giving us the quote unquote facts, what do you do? I mean, and worst yet, you don't turn to social media, do you? Well, now many young people are doing just that, and that's where they're getting their information. That's completely, essentially unregulated. You know, how do you know what's real, what's fake, what's trumped up, no pun intended, again, what's factual? So I don't know how you guys feel about it, but it's concerning. We're going to give you a list of the most trusted and the least trusted news sources these days by Americans, and we'll get to that in a second. But are you guys with me on this? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I was just going to say we're totally, I agree completely. And it is confusing. You know, you turn on something, you read one news publication, you watch one channel. It is so colorful. It's hard to sift through, especially because we're all so distracted with so much information coming at us. It's hard to take the time to decipher what's really factual and what's been embellished.
I like the use of your term color. You know, you use the term color. It's so colored from wherever that news source comes from and to which whatever audience they want to appeal to.
Yeah, it's been altered, I think. I mean, that's kind of, I don't think I'm alone in that opinion. I did want to add, though, Jeff, that the poll that was taken by YouGov was actually taken a year ago and then just in April of this year. So the results that you're going to talk about here are identical from the past 2 years. So I think that's noteworthy when you start to explain the who got what here.
Right. And we can run through a list. First, a couple of surprises just to put these in perspective. So that what they did is they went out and they asked based on a variety of parameters, but essentially all coming down to one thing, and that is trust. Can you trust the information that's being delivered to you? If you just need the facts and you need to be able to count on that information, who can you trust to give it to you straight? And who can't you? We'll get to the who can't you in a second. First, let's get to who you can trust. Making the list, it's kind of interesting. Let's pick a couple of these. How about, so kind of surprising, Newsweek, which is always a brand that you think, you know, is going to give you the straight story. Oh, no, trust rating of 12. And that's not very good on the scale, you'll see. I will tell you as we go through the list, the top most trustworthy source, which we'll identify in a second, got a score of 53. So that's the top score. Newsweek is at 12, got a trust rating of 12. So CNN, 7. I mean, that's CNN, cable news network, gets a trust score of 7. Mm-hmm. Not too many people trusting that as a good news source.
The main, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, they only come in at 19, 20, and 21.
Right. And the second most trusted news source, Public Broadcasting Service. Now, I see that. I can
PBS.
Definitely get that.
Okay.
By the way, Wall Street Journal, 24. Mm-hmm. The Weather Channel, number one at 53. Can you believe that? The Weather Channel, the most trusted source of news for the last 2 years running, as you pointed out, Kristen, both 22 and 23.
And it was trusted by both Democrats and Republicans equally.
Right. Wow
is right.
I mean, that's the most trusted news source? That
I
says something
so.
When you've got Newsweek at 7, Time Magazine, 18, and the Weather Channel at 53. I think that's essentially, if you look into the data really closely, it's really more about the fact that we really don't trust too many other sources, and the Weather Channel gives you weather information. It is, by nature, pretty factual. Not always right, but nonetheless, not a lot of opinion about it. It really is what it is. Interesting. Least trusted, HuffPost, BuzzFeed, InfoWars. You get down to the bottom of the list. InfoWars, these are hard right-leaning publications.
Negative 16, it's
yeah.
for InfoWars. Yeah.
So there you go. All right, look, one place where we know we can trust the information that's being given to us is the Paul W. Show. Of course, that's coming up next. We've got Brian Morton. I believe you're standing by, Brian.
Yes. You can always trust Paul. You can always trust
indeed.
Dan. Just anything I say, take with a grain of salt.
brings the score down a little bit, Brian, but nonetheless.
I won't lie to be malicious, but if I think it's funny, I might.
You know, what I love, Brian, though, you're convicted. When you give an opinion, you believe, man. You believe. It's really what you believe. And I love that. Gotta love that. Well, listen, we're going to be tuning in, as we always are, to the Paul W. Show next to get our news and information. News and information you can count on and trust right here on WJR. Stick with us.